Good morning. I am looking forward to welcoming the heads of state and government and also the leaders of our partner nations to the NATO summit, which starts in just a few hours. And all NATO summit matters, but of course the summit today and tomorrow is of particular importance because we are faced with unprecedented security challenges and threats, and at the same time we see differences, disagreements between allies. So it is very important that this summit shows that NATO delivers, that we are able to do more together, all 29 allies, North America and Europe. And I'm confident that despite discussions, disagreements, we will decide and we will deliver, meaning that we will deliver on how to strengthen our collective defense with higher readiness of our troops. We will deliver on stepping up the efforts to fight terrorism with a new training mission in Iraq and more support for the Afghan security forces. And we will also deliver when it comes to making sure that NATO always is fit for purpose by modernizing our command structure, establishing two new commands, one in Norfolk, Virginia, and one in Ulm in Germany. But perhaps most important, we will also deliver when it comes to burden sharing, defense spending. Because after decades where allies were cutting defense budgets by hundreds of billions of dollars and euros, we have seen now that they are adding billions of euros to their adding to their defense budgets. So we see that last year we had the biggest increase in our defense spending across Europe and Canada in a generation. We see that all allies have started to increase defense spending, and based on the national plans we agreed to develop last year, we estimate that European allies and Canada will add $266 billion US dollars to their defense budgets from now until 2024. So we are moving in the right direction, and NATO, strong NATO, is important for Europe, but it's also important for the United States, and therefore it is important that we show that this summit, despite the differences on different issues, is able to agree and deliver on strengthening NATO as a cornerstone of transatlantic unity. It was a meeting where President Trump and I addressed the topics we will discuss during our summit today. Of course, President Trump has a very direct language and message on defense spending. But fundamentally, we all agree. All allies agree that we need fair burden sharing in the alliance. And that's exactly why all allies agreed that those who are spending less than 2% have to spend more. And that's exactly what we have started to do. Because we have turned the corner after years of cutting defense budgets. All allies have now started to increase. We had the biggest increase in defense spending across Europe and Canada last year. And more allies spent 2% of GDP on defense. So I expect open and frank discussions about defense spending during our summit. But I also expect that they will recommit to that allies have to spend more, and also that we will recognize the progress we have started to make on defense spending.
Bloomberg. President Trump blew up the G7 summit in Canada at the last minute. How confident are you? Are you confident that he won't do the same here, and if so, why?
Also, I expect open and frank discussions, and there are disagreements on different issues, some of them not directly related to NATO, like trade or climate change, but also some of them related to NATO, like, for instance, defense spending. But despite those disagreements, I expect that we will agree on the fundamentals, that we are stronger together than apart, that NATO has to be strong to protect all allies, and that we will deliver on strengthening our collective defense, meaning that U.S. troops, Canadian troops, European troops are going to do more together, and that we are going to deliver, for instance, on stepping up the fight against terrorism with a new training mission in Iraq. So when it comes to substance, when it comes to the decisions we're going to make, I'm confident that we'll make good decisions showing that NATO is delivering. First of all, in Germany, there are different views on the Nord Stream pipeline. That's well known. It's not for NATO to decide. This is a national decision. But NATO has, of course, addressed also energy security, because we understand that it's a relationship between energy and security matters. We have highlighted the importance of the diversification of supplies to make sure that our energy system are resilient, and I think also investments in renewables is actually decreasing the dependence on imported energy. But on the Nord Stream issue, there are different views, and I don't think it's not for NATO to solve that issue. It's something that is outside the NATO framework to address this. Well, I have met the president several times, and we are used to having open and frank and good and constructive discussions, and I think that's important for the alliance, that we can meet, discuss and address a lot of different issues. Sorry, I follow her. I think that representing 29 nations, I will not pick or any specific team I would like to see to win. My own home country, Norway, didn't qualify, so that's not a big challenge for me to, what should I say, to decide which country I will support, since Norway is not represented. The message to Taliban is that we will stay, we will continue to provide support for the Afghan National Security Forces. We are not in Afghanistan any longer in a combat mission. We are there in a mission to train, assist and advise the Afghan forces. Because we strongly believe that the best way to stabilize Afghanistan is to enable the Afghans themselves to stabilize their own country and to fight terrorism themselves. And therefore, we continue to provide support, training, and also funding for the Afghan National Security Forces. And the message to the Taliban is that they will not win on the battlefield. We will continue to support the Afghan security forces. They have to sit down at the negotiating table. And the message is that they will not win at the battlefield. Therefore, they will obtain more sitting down and negotiating with the Ghani government. And we welcome the initiative by the Ghani government to unconditioned peace talks. We welcome also the ceasefire we saw some weeks ago. Yeah. We have increased our military presence in the Baltic countries and Poland already. We have four battle groups, one in each of the Baltic countries and one in Poland. There is also some bilateral presence of the U.S. So this shows that NATO is adapting, that NATO is responding. We have the four battle groups, but we also have increased our ability to reinforce. So NATO deterrence and NATO defense is, of course, partly based on the forces we have already there, the national forces, the multinational NATO forces, but also on our ability to quickly move in more forces if needed. And that's exactly what we are addressing at this summit. We are increasing the readiness of our forces with what we call the readiness initiative. 30 new battalions, 30 new air squadrons, 30 battleships ready to move within 30 days or less, or to be used within 30 days or less. Military mobility and also the tripling of the size of the NATO response force, all of that is about our ability to move forces quickly across Europe if needed. Yes, so I look forward to meeting Prime Minister al-Badi. He will come to the summit, and also to meet, he will meet also at the meeting on the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS, which will be on the margins of our summit. And I expect that heads of state and government will agree to launch a training mission for Iraq, a NATO training mission for Iraq, where the plan is to train their forces, but also to establish military schools to enable the Iraqis to make sure that Daesh, ISIS, is not able to come back.
There will be a Kurdish delegation today.
Sorry?
There will be a Kurdish delegation also with Abadi
today. Well, I don't know what kind of delegation he is bringing with him, but the thing is that he will come here and he will meet NATO leaders in the framework of the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS. Well, the hub for the south will be declared fully operational, and the hub is important because it creates a platform for us to assess and to analyze and to follow and to work and address the challenges we see emanating from the south. And I'm grateful for Italy hosting not only the command we have in Naples, the Joint Force Command, command, but also the hub for the south. I expect leaders to recommit to our commitment to increase defense spending. And the good news is that that's exactly what we have started to do. All allies have started to increase, and more allies spend 2% of GDP on defense. This year, we expect 8 allies to spend 2% of GDP on defense. Back in 2014, it was only 3 allies, and the majority of allies have put forward plans on how to reach 2% within a decade. Burden sharing is about money, cash, but it's also about contributions and capabilities. And the good thing is that the increased defense spending is put to good use, investing in new equipment, but also in new and strengthening NATO contributions and operations, for instance, in fighting terrorism. NATO continue to work with Bosnia and Herzegovina. We provide support. Bosnia and Herzegovina is a partner nation, but I don't expect allies to make decision now exactly on when to activate the membership action plan.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.